Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondrink.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon.
Good to have you aboard, man. Thanks for filling in for me last week.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a little just not quite up to par.
No, it never is.
Yeah. So anyways, thanks for filling in. That was awesome. You guys did a good job. So, well, let's take care of a little business here real quick before we get into the meat of things. AAA Service Network, whether you have plumbing repairs, furnace, appliance repairs, water heater repairs, heating and air conditioning, you name it, AAAServiceNetwork.com is the place to go. They've got tons of coupons in the Current, CourantOnline.com. And all kinds of coupons and specials. So you can reach them at 810-227-1050, or you can go to AAAServiceNetwork.com. It's a great place. They have same-day service. So if you're in one of those emergency situations, let them know, and they will help you out. AAAServiceNetwork.com. Got through that.
Yeah, good job. Yeah,
what we do.
Well, you thought you'd be out of practice. Been away a whole week, you know.
Never. It's like secondhand to me
now, okay.
Right? What we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on the dailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. It's the news.
You need to know.
See, you didn't miss a beat on that one, mm-hmm. Right? Well, we've got tons to talk about. We're going to do the memo. We're going to do all that stuff. Bottom of the hour, we have Congressman Tim Walberg going to call in and give us updates because it's the first of the month, right? First Saturday of the month. But I want to get you an update from our friend, Quentin Kramer, who is head of fundthewall.com, right? And I think we have Quentin on line one. Quentin, are you there?
I am. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on? You said you had an update, and I know you guys are moving forward with the Fund the Wall program, which is our – why don't you give us a quick re-up of what fundthewall.com is so that listeners know, and then give us the update.
Yep. So our foundation is designed to assist the Department of Homeland Security in securing the border, and specifically around crowdfunding border security. So we're working with DHS to facilitate the American people to deliver money to DHS to be used specifically for building a wall, and hopefully to bypass, Congress's requirement to pass this legislation that they've been fighting over.
Yeah, because they've been fighting so long. I mean, look, we've been waiting for the wall or the fence or a secure border since Reagan's amnesty way back in the day, which should be a warning to all of us.
But why build it if Joe Kennedy's going to tear it down?
That's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll get to Joe Kennedy. I'll get to that in a minute. But so you have some updates now, Quentin, going on with that. You've made some progress with DHS. You want to go ahead and fill us in on that?
Well, we continue to move upstream there, and we've been working as hard as we can to escalate this and receive approval from them to receive the funds. And we appreciate all of your help in having us get the word out there. So at this point, we're working with the Office of Facilities and Asset Management at DHS, and we're still waiting for questions. And we're hoping that the American people will help us to escalate, perhaps by calling DHS or asking President Trump to get involved, because there are only one or two steps up to go. And this is a process that has no real service level around it, in the sense that if we go for the IRS approval, there's a guarantee that they'll have a response within 8 to 11 weeks. But there is no time frame that's prescribed for this process. So just like we had to really escalate and get this memo released, we think that the American people are going to have to escalate and get DHS to approve this offer rather than simply drag their feet and play politics.
Right. Right. And we can tell people, let's give them your Twitter. It's at fund that wall, right? Not the
Correct.
Wall. It's at fund that wall, because there was a little issue. Someone already took your handle. But folks, this is important. You now know how Twitter works and how successful it can be. The president himself shows us how successful Twitter is.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're tagging at fund that wall, and mention hashtag fundthewall.com, whatever you got to do. But send it out to, you know, Fox News, to your anchors, to your reporters, to anybody, that, especially people who have large Twitter followings, and then tag POTUS on it, at POTUS, so that he knows we're trying to do this on our own. We're not going to wait around for Congress to make up its mind. We can do this on our own and get money to DHS. And you know, this is what always kills me, too. People, I've got friends who claim to be Republicans or claim to be conservative. They're saying the wall is a waste of money. The wall is not a waste of money. You know why? Because the guys on the front line, the DHS guys, the border agents, are asking for a wall. If the guys on the front line who are there every day on the field getting rocks thrown at them, getting shot at, are asking for a wall, doggone it, give them the wall.
Well, if you look at the cost of illegal immigration to the United States overall, well, I've seen like $100
billion. $116 billion a year seems to be like the average.
So
I see it higher and lower.
What's $20 billion on a wall? Well, that's what we call an investment with a return on investment of, well, I don't know, $80 billion or so?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, somebody else do the math. I'm foggy right now.
Yeah. So folks, I got it. Whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Gab, and Gab is important too, folks. Get on it. If you don't have a Gab account, please get on it. But make sure you help Quentin Kramer and the crew at fundthewall.com get this message out there, because this is one thing we don't have to wait around for Congress to do. You know, we could each put in $10. We can each put in $20. Whatever it is, get it in there.
Yep.
So how long, Quentin, you think – in totality, at some point this year, you guys, and I think we had this discussion before, it will be tax deductible, correct?
Correct. We're about 5 weeks through that 8-week process, so we expect by the end of February that we should have the determination letter in our hands. And at that point, I just posted, in fact, there was an op-ed in the New York Times today describing this whole scenario of crowdfunding the wall and potentially having bricks with people's names on it, that sort of thing. I think we'll be talking about that this week. And so once we have that letter of determination that we are, in fact, nonprofit, we'll be able to start fundraising around that same concept.
Okay.
Putting a memorial next to the wall to the Brian Terrys and Kate Stanleys of the world that have been so affected by this scourgement of illegal immigration.
Yeah. And that's important, because, you know what, I'm looking at my taxes for 2017, and I think I'm going to owe, so I would certainly wish I had somewhere that I could have put that money to. So maybe for the following year, 2018, I'll have the ability to make a donation and be able to write it off.
Did you purposely go into your Thurston Howell III voice to talk about the taxes you'll owe?
Was that Thurston Howell?
Yeah, sure sounded like
Lovey.
It.
Lovey.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, that's good, Quentin. And I'm inviting you. You are always welcome to call into the show, even if we haven't touched base ahead of time like we did this time. And give us the updates, because I think people will really get behind this Fund the Wall program and fundthewall.com.
The outpouring of support in the last 30 days since the last time we talked have been outrageously good, and we really appreciate your support, Gary, since the beginning, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Quentin. And like I said, send me, tweet me everything you got, and I'll keep pushing around, and let's keep, and until I see you on Fox and Friends one morning, I'm not done.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Speaking of GoFundMes, somebody whose name is not taken, go to GoFundMe.com, options for Linda. And that's where the GoFundMe is for helping the Hughes, helping Linda and Theron with Linda's medical expenses with the cancer treatment she's going through.
Yeah.
And please pray for her.
Yeah. And you know what? This I said when I went on, I'm going to get a little emotional. Wonderful person. So please help us out.
Yep. And, GoFundMe.com, options for Linda.
Yeah.
Do it now while you're thinking about it.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that to me, Ed.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, well, we got a line, someone on line three there. It looks like Joe from Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned Linda, also Abolitionist Roundtable, Del Marsh, has health issues, and they're raising money through heartofmichigan.com for his health care bills, too. So let's keep both Dell and Linda in our prayers, our thoughts, and help them out financially if we can. But what I called is, I bet you probably hadn't heard the news that Sandy Pensler, candidate for U.S. Senate in Michigan here, is following in the failed footsteps of the Pete Hoekstra campaign and is going to have a Super Bowl ad.
I had heard that.
I had heard that. How dare you accuse me of not hearing that?
I had not heard, but
I read it on his Facebook page.
But I have to ask. So why Super Bowl ad is a failure, Joe? Tell me your thoughts.
Well, it's just the same route that Pete Hoekstra took, and it gave him zero traction, and it just shows that Pensler is way out of tune with grassroots activists these days. When Hoekstra did it, there wasn't all this hullabaloo around the NFL. Many conservatives are currently boycotting the NFL. They turned down that American Veterans ad about standing for the flag, and Pensler apparently is going to stand with the NFL and run an ad.
Yeah, well, I
wait a minute. That's right. They said they weren't going to take political ads.
Well, I don't know. Money's money. Money talks, right? I exchanged a nice email with Sandy after he was on the show and gave him a long litany of things to do and not do based on the failed Hoekstra campaign, and I don't know whether he's going to take any of that to heart or not. But my hope is, you know, let's be honest. I wish I had the positives from all three of our Republican candidates. I mean, John James is a veteran, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we love our veterans. So that right there is a big leg up for me. He happens to be African American, which could be a huge help in Wayne County. Bob Carr has got the passion, the drive, and the motivation. The guy is just out there everywhere. I mean, you can't go on to Facebook.
Can't get away from Bob Carr.
You can't get away from Bob Carr. He's out there punching it on social media all the time. So you got to love his drive. But then Sandy's got the big, deep pockets, right? And obviously he's got the establishment behind him. So I wish there was a way to roll all of that into one, but unfortunately we can't. So all we can do at this point, you know, Joe, is hope for the best. And that we still have a standing invitation to all three of those candidates. If you want to come in and do a roundtable with us here at The Drift, we will be happy. And we're not rude, guys. Are we rude?
We?
You and me.
We miss you?
Not at all. You get a little hot, but not usually at the guests.
Yes. So all three of these guys are welcome to come. We haven't heard from John James. We've been trying to get him to come on the show.
His campaign says he'll be on maybe next week.
All right. So let's get John James on here because you know what? I think he's got a shot at it. I think Bob Carr's got a shot at it. And I think John James or Sandy Pensler's got a shot at it. But you know what? They've got to work in a way so that at the end of a debate, at the end of August, the right person is there, and the other two support him. And that's
right.
What we've got to have. Let's not tear each other to shreds. Let's have an honest debate. Let's put together our best foot forward and go at it, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, great call, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it just concerns me because that money could go a long way for a lot of local ads that would actually target Michigan voters more readily.
Hey, it's his money.
It makes me worried about the advice he's getting.
Yeah. And I just realized that's a Michigan regional ad. That's not a national ad. He wouldn't pay
right.
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right. he could probably better off spend that money hiring Gary to handle the social media
run
for him.
Campaign.
That's right. I don't
right,
want to run the campaign.
Take care, guys. Okay. Love you.
All right. Take care, Joe. We'll see you. Okay. So let's get into the memo, right?
Sure.
For me, When I read the four pages and I wanted to print it out, and my morning was just crazy, right?
I happen to have it right here.
Oh, you are the man. Well,
it's on my blog.
I read the whole memo, and my first thought was this. It's everything I already knew.
Yeah.
If you were a thinking, paying attention, common sense, patriotic American, you already knew that James Comey was a liar, that Rod Rosenstein was a liar. That they were all agendists, right, looking to throw the duly elected president of the United States under the bus, thus having the insurance policy, right?
Yep.
The fact that they're talking about Rod Rosenstein, and Fox is all over it today. They're hitting the Trump administration up. Why aren't you firing Rod Rosenstein? Well, he probably should be fired.
Well,
let's be honest.
What did Trump say? You figure it out for yourself. Are you going to? Yeah.
What did I miss?
Oh, he was asked, are you going to fire Rosenstein? I think he said something about you figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
No offhand comment.
I don't even know that you need to because I think when more of this information comes out, number one, Rod Rosenstein was one of the guys who re-upped the FISA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The FISA memos, right? Yep. Every 90 days or 30 days, it has to be re-upped, right? He did one of them on his own. That was him, right? And they always went back and used the Steele dossier for that.
And the Yahoo News article that was based on the Steele
dossier. The guy who's best at explaining this is Rep. Matt Gaetz. Now, Derek, I sent you that last-minute track for Matt Gaetz. Do you have that one available? Nobody does it better and quicker than Matt Gaetz. And so I'm gonna give you this. He does it in about 67, but we're going to stretch it out to the two-minute mark because there's some additional comments that go to play. Go ahead and let's run Matt Gaetz explaining the release of the memo. Or not.
Today.
Work on it. I mean, Matt Gaetz has been on this, along with Rep. Mark Meadows and Dre Gowdy. All right, Derek's ready. Go ahead and play.
My next guest, Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, sits on the House Judiciary Committee and has talked very strongly about the release of this memo. In fact, you told us on this very program, don't redact a thing. Your thoughts as it's come out?
Well, Harris, we now know the facts of what happened. The Democratic Party hired the Perkins Law Firm. The Perkins Law Firm hired Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS hired Christopher Steele to go and dig up the dossier. And then they hired Nellie Orr, the wife of Bruce Orr, to get the fake dossier from a political environment into the bloodstream of the intelligence community and to convert it into an intelligence document. And what's most outrageous to me is that this fake dossier was so unreliable that the way that it was validated to the FISA court was a Yahoo News article written by Michael Isikoff, planted by Christopher Steele. So Christopher Steele wrote the fake dossier, and then he went and planted fake news stories to validate the dossier. The FBI was going to pay Christopher Steele. They had authorized payment, but then when they found out he was talking to the media and that he was unreliable, they canceled payment to him. But even after canceling payment to Christopher Steele, the FBI and the Department of Justice reauthorized the FISA warrant to spy on American citizens based on a political document that had its origins at the Democratic National Committee. Harris, I've been waiting a long time to stitch together that fact pattern for the American people. I think that Devin Nunes and the members of the Intelligence Committee have done yeoman's work. They've done great service to the country to get this into the public square. And now, rather than have a bunch of partisan bickering, I think we need to come together as Republicans and Democrats, remedy this situation immediately, support President Trump and his efforts to reform the FBI and Department of Justice, and then pass legislation so that this type of thing never happens again.
Well, I don't know how much luck you're going to have with Democrats coming together with you. Nancy Pelosi wants the House Intel chairman thrown out. Can we pop this up? She wants Devin Nunes gone. The decision of Chairman Nunes and the House Republicans to release a bogus memo, as she calls it, has taken the GOP's cover-up campaign to a new, completely unacceptable extreme. Congressman Gaetz, your response.
How can Nancy Pelosi even talk about a cover-up campaign? You had the FBI and Department of Justice essentially covering up that the DNC was the entity that was paying for this dossier. It's not just the information that the FBI and Department of Justice gave to the FISA court. It's the information they omitted. They never told the FISA court that this information had come from a political document. They never told the FISA court that they had to terminate payment to Christopher Steele because they found him unreliable. They went and continued to reauthorize spying on American citizens. So, look, the Democrats have unfortunately attempted every delay tactic, every maneuver to try to stop the American people from knowing the truth. But that's over now. The truth is out. And so I would extend an olive branch to Nancy Pelosi. Let's work together.
Wow.
Let's find out why these things happened, and let's work together to fix it so it never happens again. Because you know what? If this could happen to Republicans, maybe it could happen to Democrats in the future too. And this is a time for us to come together as Americans, not to fight, but to acknowledge what went wrong.
All right. So not just happen to Democrats too. Most importantly, folks, it could happen to you.
Yep.
And you and me.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do this to the President of the United States of America, what are they going to do to you? A common man, a taxpayer, a blue-collar guy who has some values. Maybe you have a blog. Maybe you just write an email or send something around or say something in public. What can they do to you, a common man who doesn't have the money to hire an attorney?
When they do it to my political choice, if I'm voting for Donald Trump and they deep-six him by doing this, they've already done it to me. They've done it to the nation. It's a collective thing.
And this is why my favorite hashtag is Gallows at Leavenworth. This is high treason.
Yeah.
These are, let's say, Strzok, Page, Orr, Rosenstein, McCabe, Comey. Let's put Lynch into the mix, right? Maybe even Obama. You're looking at least eight people there, probably another dozen. And these are people at the top of the FBI, the top of the DOJ, and in the Obama administration who literally have tried to overturn the election that you, the American people, presided over and voted for Donald Trump, whether you like him or not. You voted for him. He's your choice. You run this country, not the 12 people in the DOJ and the FBI. Those people need to pay the ultimate price in my book. Because you know what? We talk about Benedict Arnold to this day, right? He was the most treasonous son of a gun in the Revolutionary War. Mm-hmm. These people are no different.
Yeah.
These people need to pay the ultimate price for high treason. And if that means stringing them up, then string them up. Because this is going against everything the United States of America stands for, and I want somebody severely punished for this. If you're not going to hang them, they better be wearing orange for the next 80 years.
Or tar and feathers.
You know, I'll back down a little bit.
Okay, just tar and feathers?
Let's official banishment from the United States. Take their passports publicly on television, put them on a plane, and you're never coming back.
The man with no country.
There you go.
Wow. Read that, folks. Look it up. The man with no country. Hey, you know who the real, what I'm waiting to see is the FISA judge who bought all this. And we don't know who that is yet, but there's a strong suspicion that it's a guy named Rudolph Contreras.
Yes.
And Rudolph Contreras is the judge who was recused in the Mike Flynn sentencing. Yep. And nobody has said why. Who recused him? Well, he didn't recuse himself. And he basically was removed from the sentencing portion of Mike Flynn, who was basically put in the position he was because of this whole Steele memo, Steele dossier.
Yeah.
And then one more thing. The DNC chairman, Perez, he went on the air the other day and said, oh, we can't let a political party undermine our political process. This is exactly what the Obama administration and the Dems were trying to do with this whole Steele dossier, was undermine our political process.
Oh, absolutely.
It's projection. They're projecting on us what they're guilty of.
Yep. They're trying to demonize the Trump administration for what they've already done and been doing for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that people can't see that. When I see some of these people on Twitter that are the Democrats or never Trumpers, it's disturbing because you're so closed-minded you can't see the facts.
Yeah.
This Rosenstein fella, he knew. And I'm going to look at Chris Ray. They talked about, I'm going to quit if this comes out. Quit. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There's two things, Mr. Ray. You're either entirely incompetent because you didn't know what was going on,
mm-hmm.
or you're complicit in it, right? Covering up for it.
And when you go take Mueller with you, you know?
Please.
Please.
Please. Now, if you've ever seen Thomas Wichter's stuff on Twitter, Thomas Wichter, W-I-C-T-O-R, I don't know what his handle is, but anyways— He's like the only flamethrowing expert in the world on all flamethrowers from the first one ever made. He's a very interesting guy. And he's got a very interesting take on this whole thing as well, stating that Mueller is not the bad guy everyone's making him out to be, that he's playing along to find the truth about the Clintons and the Obamas. I don't know that I believe that.
He was buddies with Comey. I'm sorry.
Understand,
that's my problem.
But
I thought well
but
better of him.
It's a very interesting read. If you're ever out there on Twitter, go ahead and get hold of and read some of his threads. If nothing else, they're entertaining as all get out. Let's take a quick call from Ken before the end of the hour there. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, kind of bring up a new quick topic. I just came across an article I'm reading right now. Originated in the New York Times, January the 12th, 2018, Chinese police dynamite Christian megachurch.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The Golden Lampstand Church in Shanghai, Providence, was dynamited by the Chinese government in their attempt to squash the Christian faith. And also, it mentions in the article, a Catholic church was also destroyed in the same province. So I just want to bring up the question for discussion once again. Exactly why are we friends with China? Why are we doing trade with China? Why are we so buddy-buddy with China when they obviously wanted to wipe us off the map? And
so we could buy at Walmart's.
All right. Well, good question, Ken. We'll save that for another day because we've got Congressman Tim, I think, calling in the end of the bottom of the hour here. So the rest of you
I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. Much appreciated. And bring that up again. All right. Until then, we'll see you all on the other side of the commercial break here.
always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Trump claiming vindication, then after release of a memo alleging FBI abuses to spy on a Trump campaign advisor. But the House Intelligence Panel's top Democrat disagrees.
Congressman Adam Schiff tweeted, quote, quite the opposite, Mr. President. The most important fact disclosed in this otherwise shoddy memo was that FBI investigation began July 2016 with your advisor, Papadopoulos, talking there about George Papadopoulos, who was secretly discussing stolen Clinton emails with the Russian.
Fox's Molly Hennenberg. The Patriots, Eagles, and fans getting set for tomorrow night's Super Bowl.
Americans, by a sizable majority, believe the Patriots will win Super Bowl 52, their second straight title. But a larger number of Americans are rooting for the Eagles. This according to polls conducted by Marist, Monmouth, and Rasmussen.
Fox's Jared Max. The Patriots going for their sixth Super Bowl win. The Eagles have never won. Fox News. We report. You decide.
What if you could spend more time doing the things you want and less time doing the things you have to? That would be good. Well, now when it comes to car service, you can. It's called Quick Lane. For the services you need most, no matter what kind of car or truck you drive. Tires, brakes, oil changes, that kind of stuff. See at Quick Lane, your schedule becomes their schedule. With evening and weekend hours, service while you wait, quality motorcraft parts, and factory-trained technicians. Come see how life is better in the Quick Lane. Right now, bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price guaranteed. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. Visit one of our convenient Quick Lane locations or find us on the web at quicklane.com. See participating Quick Lanes for service hours and details. Quick Lane is a registered trademark of Ford Motor Company.
Stop by Quick Lane of Canton, located at 6181 Canton Center Road, just north of Ford Road.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing resort-like care facilities you've ever seen. Their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. And in their pursuit of excellence, WellBridge asks each guest to complete a customer satisfaction survey after their stay. To date, they've earned a satisfaction rate of 100%. Here are some of the comments received. This is my home away from home. This place is outstanding and everyone is super kind. I am beyond pleased with all the care I received. The staff is so passionate for what they do and it shows. This was my mother's third stay here and she always loves it. I've referred this place to many already. My stay has been fantastic. For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team. Learn more at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back. Thanks
Make
for
it go away.
Yeah, you like that. Well, I was trying to make sure we had our caller calling in, so I had to let it run a little longer than I normally would. All right, well, let's take care of a little business. It's Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, if you're looking for a place to go, Hamburg Pub has got a lot of big screen TVs. They got good food, good prices. They got some great stuff going on. It's newly renovated, and drinkers are wanted. And some of the best pizza in the area, without a doubt. I love going to Hamburg Pub for pizza. You can call them at 810-231-3344. That's 810-231-3344. You talked to Mike, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right. Mike is the owner, I think, right?
Yep.
Yes. And he used to be the owner, and now he's the owner again. So
quality's only going up. It's newly renovated.
Yeah. Mike is a great guy. I worked with him for years. He's in the kitchen doing a lot of the cooking himself. So it's really him watching over
that
the quality.
That makes it home-cooked meals.
Absolutely. So 810-231-3344. Give him a holler and ask him what's going on, what their specials are, and tell him you heard it here on The Drift and in the current newspaper.
That helps. And
it does help. You know, help us advertise a little bit, folks, because it keeps things popping here. So we can be here and entertaining you on Saturday.
Now I can afford my next vacation to Hamburg.
That's right. Once you own the current, you don't get to take vacation anymore. All right. Well, let's take a call from, 7th District U.S. Congressman for Michigan, Tim Walberg, because it is the first Saturday of the month. And Tim, welcome to
Tim. Did you hang up on Tim?
I don't know. Derek, you want to bring him in?
I thought we just hung up on Joe. I thought that's the only person we hang up on.
That's Gary. I'm out of practice a little bit. I was out here last week, right? So, all right. Well, Tim, sorry if I somehow dropped the call. You'll have to call us back. I don't know how I screwed that in. Derek, why don't you bring him in so I don't screw it up this time?
Tim, your voice has changed. Yeah, that's the NSA.
you think? You think? Yeah, you can always tell when the government doesn't want you to put somebody on the air, right?
Yeah.
They make it bad for you.
So,
but
I
think
what would you like to talk about in the meantime?
No, well, the Republicans, I think they're at the retreat, so he'll be calling in from the retreat, and that could be part of the issue up there.
You saw the headlines, right? Republicans on train kill
truck driver. Yes, yes. Everything you looked at, it wasn't just a train, right? It wasn't just an accident. It was the GOP train. That hit a truck.
Republicans killed truck driver. That's the Yahoo News article.
It's just amazing how crazy that they are when they do this kind of stuff.
I've read conspiracy. You got a tinfoil hat. You ought to appreciate this.
You're making fun of my tinfoil hat?
No, I'm not. I manufactured it myself. I just haven't brought it in yet for you. So basically there are people who are saying that the roads around that crossing were supposed to be quarantined because it was – this train full of, it's protection.
Right.
And they don't know why this truck got there. And there's some people who think it was an attempt to throw the government. You know, an attempt. I mean, that one guy tried to take out Steve Scalise and a bunch of other Republicans on a ball field. Now they're going for a whole train load of them.
Right.
There are other people who are saying that these guys, and I'd like to ask Tim, that they were leaving for the resort early and taking more because of death threats against them because of the FISA memo.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to find.
Well, that's an interesting take. I think that's even out there for Gary's tinfoil. But, you know, if the truck driver hadn't died.
It's the news you want to know.
I don't think that, you know, let's be honest. There's not a Democrat willing to put his own life on the line for this, right?
Yeah.
But do we have him now, Derek? All right, so bring on Tim.
And his voice hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah, we've got an issue going on there. Man, maybe we'll figure that one out. Wow. Well, let's move on then, because I'm hoping Tim can get through. There's something going on with our lines, and we'll figure it out. But I wanted to talk about a little more about Rosenstein, right?
Because Stein, Frankenstein,
Steinstein, whatever you want to call him, Rosenstein. Somebody wants to call in and correct me, let me know which is the correct way to pronounce.
There was
his
quite the discussion when his name first came up earlier this year. It's like, what's it pronounced? Nobody knew how to pronounce his name.
It's I don't know what the – is it Stein or Stein?
Well, it's like the young Frankenstein. It's Stein, not Stein.
Did you just reach out to a
Mel
Brooks movie?
I did, and you didn't get it at first.
I got it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Did I just say Mel Brooks?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Allegedly, you know – well, this is what I wanted to get to anyway. So I'm glad we have a few minutes waiting for Tim to call in because – what was the Democrat and the FBI and the DOJ's complaint about this memo? Oh, you're going to release – you're hurting national security.
Yep.
People are going to die. People are – you're going to
make – go of sources.
Right. So the president went unredacted right? So we ended up with seeing the Sally Yates name come out. She needs to be charged, too, mm-hmm. if you ask me. So the names came out. But really, what was in those four pages? If you haven't read it, please, folks, go read it. Educate yourself. What was in there that was violating national security? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
Didn't give up sources.
Mueller?
Yeah, Mueller. I like that. That's good. I was paying attention.
Anybody?
Mueller's day off. I like
so,
that.
So the FBI, the DOJ, and the Democrats all lied to you all week when they said releasing this memo would hurt national security. They lied to you, folks.
It hurt personal security of the people involved. They equate their own security with national security.
If we were a country like Iran or somewhere else, look, Americans don't just take it upon themselves to go kill an agent or somebody else, right? That's not going to happen. This is America. This is a domestic spying case. This is mm-hmm. not where we have a field agent who's in another country right. in danger of being captured or killed.
Yeah.
These are Americans, Mr. Rosenstein, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Strzok, Ms. Page, Sally Yates. These are Americans. We don't kill our own. That's not the way we are in America. Those people are in no danger from being outed in this memo. None whatsoever.
You know, it's funny you mentioned whether we have foreign agents involved or not. And there are people who are talking about that whether this is Russian collusion or if it's not collusion, the Russians were, and I'll be quick, the Russians were trying to influence our election. You know, Steele was a British agent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Steele wasn't a Russian agent. He was in the Russia house. He got documents from the Russians. But Steele, a British agent, a servant of the crown, was trying to influence our election.
Yeah.
You know, that's heavy.
Yeah, there's no – the only Russian collusion here, and they haven't gotten to it yet, if Mr. Mueller was actually doing his job, he would be looking at the Uranium One scandal, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Her signing off on them buying 20-odd percent of our uranium in this country and selling it to the Russians, at the same time that Bill Clinton just happens to get a $500,000 speech – in Russia?
Well, you know, I've seen bigger odds than that happen, you know.
Not often. Let's take a quick call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show. There's something going
Wait
on with
a minute.
Our
is that right?
I don't know
it's
what's
everybody?
Going on. Yeah. It's the NSA, dude.
It is. I tell you, they know us. I mean, they'll let.
All 19 of our listeners are worrying.
They'll
the
let
NSA.
The American dream take calls, you know, when it comes to us.
Oh, yeah, Derek's resetting the board. So anyways, we'll see what happens. Maybe we can get Tim back in here. No, but the lies, and this is just common sense. There is any of this crap that you're seeing from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's been awfully silent, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, since the memo release, you're seeing Nancy Pelosi out there blathering away, and she keeps calling President Trump President Bush. So I think she's got some memory issues going.
Botox poisoning. It's really, it stretches your face and it stretches your brain. You know, places it shouldn't go.
I'm not going to go there because that's just mean and misogynistic on my part. Right? So I'm not going there. You can be as misogynistic as you want. Me, I'm a nice guy. I don't do that. Well, Derek, let's go to track one, which talks about Rosenstein, whatever you want to call him, threatening, right, because he's not getting his way. Go ahead and play that.
Yeah, that, right. None of which was true.
No sources
Devin
and
Nunes.
Methods.
Yeah, all right, let me go to Sarah. Sarah, it was about a year ago you broke this story. My sources tell me this is just the tip of the spear, the tip of the iceberg, and that there's so much more to come. I was given a percentage, about 15% of what is coming. What are your sources telling you? You were dead on accurate on March 8th of last year.
My sources are telling me it's 10% of what is coming. So maybe there's even more, Sean, out there than what we expect. And this is even more important. The investigation is now going to be reversed. I know that members of Congress are going to call for a special counsel to investigate the investigators. There is going to be a number of people involved in this. Also, the information, as you reported, that's going to the IG, they're going to look at criminality here. Was there anything criminal going on? And from what appearances look like, there was. So they lied to the FISA courts, allegedly, and that's what they're going to be looking at. I tell you, Sean, this is just the beginning. This is not the end, and the investigation is in reverse.
Last thoughts. Where is this going?
I don't know, but I can tell you a congressional source tells me that Rod Rosenstein, in a meeting 3 weeks ago, threatened the Chairman Nunes and members of Congress that he was going to subpoena their texts and messages because he was tired of dealing with the Intel committee. That's threats and intimidation and retaliation.
All of you have been.
All right, so you heard him say Rosenstein, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that doesn't mean he's right. Yeah.
It's Greg Jarrett, man. He's the smartest man on Fox. Right. Anyways, he's tired of dealing with the Intel committee. So here's Deputy Director at the FBI, tired of dealing with the duly elected people that we elected to represent us and to overreach, to oversee him. Mr. Rosenstein needs to go away. Sir, it would be highly honorable of you to just step down because you're a filthy degenerate. Did I say that? I did. He's a degenerate. He's a liar. And he's either complicit or incompetent. Either way,
he's insubordinate.
He needs to step down. And Mr. Ray, Christopher Ray, the director, he too is either complicit or incompetent and needs to go away. And you know what? Give it to Alan Dershowitz. He's a Democrat.
Yeah,
I'd be perfectly
him.
Comfortable putting Alan Dershowitz in charge of the FBI because you know what?
He's a man of integrity.
He's a man of integrity.
He's proved it.
Right?
Yeah.
I tweeted somebody today. I said, your lack of integrity is disturbing. You know, and that's James Comey and the rest of them. These people, the top dozen, I'm thinking, at the DOJ and the FBI, need to go away.
They see themselves as the fourth branch of government. Like they're not, like they don't report to anybody. They don't have to talk to Trump. They don't have to coordinate with the executive branch. They are in the executive branch.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
It is. It's absolutely atrocious.
And they
atrocious.
Certainly knew that under the Obama administration, they knew they were under the
That's what 8 years of Obama did to us. Well, Derek, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with we're going to put another little blurb in here because I don't think we're going to get the phone lines up and running.
I think we are. I thought
are
said
they?
He is.
Okay. Well, maybe we will. Let's take a quick break, Derek, a short one. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion.
Speaking of art.
Welcome, everyone. This is the show that explores the world of art, antiques, music, and film from the perspectives of the artist, collector, teacher, and philanthropist. My aim is to spark your own creativity and cultural involvement through the insights of our guests with timely information about exhibitions, auctions, artistic trends, and on creating a cultural legacy. In short, it's all about relevance.
Don't miss Speaking of Art with your host, Edwin Hoffman, Saturday afternoons at 3, right here on Wham!
A&H Lawn Service in Saline, Michigan has been serving Southeast Michigan since 1991. Call Tim or Brandon today at 734-429-5778 or visit them on the web at ahlawncare.com. Find out how their business can help your business with landscape solutions for today and tomorrow. For lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, professional landscape construction, or snow and ice removal, call A&H Lawn Service today, 734-429-5778 or ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I'll be speaking at Battle Cry, Michigan, to be held at the Soaring Eagle Casino. Battle Cry is the largest gathering of conservative activists in the Midwest. You'll want to be there. Learn the shocking roots of the big lie that the American political left repeats every day. The Michigan Conservative Coalition will host Battle Cry on February 2nd and February 3rd. Go to battlecrymichigan.com to get your tickets.
Or call 248-866-2631.
See you there.
Operation Freedom.
Control. If Donald Trump named you the head of domestic counterterrorism, let's say, for the FBI, what would be the first several things you would do?
For one, I mean, we've got to develop a legal infrastructure to designate domestic terror organizations. We have the framework to designate foreign terror organizations through the State Department.
Operation Freedom with Dr. Dave Janda. Sunday afternoons from 2 to 5, right here on Wham!
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to The Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
Hey there.
Hey. So we're dealing with the memo, fallout from the memo. But let's, real quick, because I wanted to talk about this. They talked about it on the last show. Don't worry about the stock market, folks.
Oh.
That's called profit taking.
A correction.
When you've had the giant run-up that we've had, some people finally say, I want the cash. And they cash out. 600 mm-hmm. points is nothing. So that's just part of a healthy
roller coaster ride is nothing without the going down a little bit, you know, and then going back up.
Yes, that's just part of a healthy market. It goes up, comes down, people profit take, and then the same people that just sold and made the money are already buying because it dropped, right? The smart ones are already rebuying what they just sold. So don't worry about that. But I wanted to get back with the FBI. And I want to assure folks, you know, I am not anti-FBI. The rank and file, the field agents here in Detroit and elsewhere around the country, we love you guys.
Yeah,
you
Jimmy
do your
Stewart,
job, you
Ephraim
do work.
Zimbalist Jr., yeah.
You guys, the rank and file, I don't despise the FBI and the rank and file of the DOJ. It's the Obama appointees, right? It's these liberal, lifelong bureaucrats who think, like you just said, that they're the fourth branch of government. You serve us, you people. Yeah. You work for us. We pay you. And when our House members or our Senate Intel members have something to say, and they've been asking for 18 months, as long as Mueller has been doing his job, the House and Senate have been doing their job, asking for the DOJ, asking for the FBI to turn over certain documents, to bring certain things to the table. And they are denying that.
Yeah.
They are obfuscating, they are obstructing. And if they are doing that, if they're obstructing justice, they need to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Yep. They are our public servants. And remember that, folks, public servant. Yep. What does that mean? You serve us. We pay you more than well. They all make more than we do as private sector individuals. They get paid by us. They need to be serving us. So I'm hoping, and there's talk that there's a memo coming from the Senate Intel Committee as well now, right?
I'd like to see the Dems, the House Dems.
I think that will come up.
I'd love to see that. I need a laugh.
Yeah, the Democrats are saying, well, you won't vote that out. No. There was a process for releasing this memo. Everybody in the Congress got a chance to see it. That's where it's at right now. The Democratic memo is right now being, Tim would have told us this, is being allowed for everyone in Congress first to see it. Then it goes back, and I think the Republicans are going to say, knock yourselves out. Let it go. Go to the president. President's probably going to say, let it go. And out it comes. You'll see it. But there's an additional – Devin Nunes has already said there's an additional memo coming out from him, from the House Intel Committee. And the Senate, according to Chuck Grassley, also now has a memo that they're trying to get declassified to bring out so that we can all see it. And you know what? The more the merrier. This is a domestic spying case. We don't have to worry about – our domestic spies being captured, tortured, killed, because this is America, folks. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sources. Sources. Really? It's
2017. Some spy deep in the Kremlin that's going to tell us what went on in the FISA court.
What? Like we don't know that you can tap our phones and our internet and our computers? Yeah. We already know that. There's no methods and stuff to worry about. If there's some, if somebody's got the Harry Potter invisible cloak, all right, redact it, please, okay? But I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
You're not going to release anything as far as methods and sources. Just get it out there. Like we don't know you work with Verizon or T-Mobile or AT&T.
Yeah.
It's the NSA. They have access. That new place they have out, is it Colorado or Utah?
Colorado.
I think it's in Colorado. They have every phone call, text, picture, email you've ever sent. It's there.
Oh, you're talking about Google. I thought you were talking about the NSA.
Google,
you're talking
Bing,
about Google.
Whoever. They've got it all.
Okay.
So I don't want to hear anybody saying we're revealing methods and sources. Ah, bull crap. That stuff is all out there. We all know it's capable of being seen by anybody at any time. And so I want to see fully unredacted. I want to see our public service servants who are criminals. I want to know who they are. And I want them to serve jail time. Or, if it is high treason, string them up.
Yeah. Hey, even if it's not high treason, if it's low treason, you know what I mean? They're breaking the rules. They're breaking the rule of law. There's like when Fed agents are supposed to use government phones that can be traced, and a couple of them say, let's buy a couple Walmart phones, some burners, so that our texts aren't traced by the government, because, hey, we're doing something here. Yeah. We don't want, held against us.
Yeah.
Hey, you just broke the law. You just violated the terms of your employment.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. How stupid are these two morons, Strzok and Page, that these are obviously six-figure individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting well-paid, allegedly well-educated, and so stupid that they're texting?
Yeah.
They're not even smart enough to hide it properly.
Yeah.
And these are federal agents or CIA or NSA or anyone else?
They're involved in the intelligence world, too. I mean, come on. Anybody who watches Burn Notice knows that you get.
Yes.
Jeez.
All right, well, Derek, you got track two
okay,
ready.
See, we just gave away methods and sources. We just told the Russians, our people are idiots. Do what you want.
I think the Russians already know that anybody hired by the Obama administration are idiots.
I was just reading an interview. A guy was interviewing Aldrich James in prison. It's just coincidental this morning. Guy is a friend, basically had these letters from another friend of his. And Aldrich James was this basic treasonous member of our government who sold us out to the Russians. And when he did, a number of our sources in Russia were killed. You know, he gave them up. But the question was, who was better at the game, the Russians or us? And the thinking seemed to be that, well, it was the Russians. The Russians were better at the game than the United States was. And here you got this guy, he's not even in Leavenworth. He's in Allenwood in Pennsylvania now doing a life term. He didn't get executed. Yeah. And yet everybody who was a source to the United States and the Kremlin did.
Yeah. Well, anybody who has no moral values, if you're taking the low road, you're not going to worry about morals and valuing life and just having an upstanding. You're always going to have that weakness, right? Mm-hmm. And that's America. That is our weakness because we're good people. And we give people the benefit of the doubt. And instead of killing somebody, we try to capture them first, right? That's what we do. That's America.
Yep.
And yet, here we have some Democrats, or those that lean Democratic, in positions in the FBI that are taking that low road. They don't care. They're breaking the law. They don't care about the moral value of it.
The ends justifies the means.
The ends justify the means. That is as un-American an activity as I've ever seen. And I think Theron says it all the time. We need to bring back HUAC, right? Mm-hmm. House Un-American Activities. Yep. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Because people like this, the Sally Yates, the Strzoks, the Pages, the Orrs, I mean, come on, Orr, he's having his wife bring the information from the DNC into the intel and using it?
She worked for the Fusion GPS.
Fusion GPS.
And then her husband is bringing that in as evidence against Trump? Come on, what?
It's as disgusting.
Yeah.
And as corrupt as anything I've ever seen. You could take Watergate's nothing compared to this, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing compared to this. So I'm glad that they brought it out. I'm glad that there was no redactions. And I want to thank the president for and Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy and Representative Meadows and Matt Gaetz for doing what these guys have been burned for weeks on end now as being un-American because they're releasing this and as exposing us, our national security, and releasing this. And in the end, there was no national security issue to worry about. So the Democrats lied to us. That's all it comes down to, and they're still lying to us.
And will lie.
And they will. So, folks, get your butt over to thedailydrift.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Gary Daily Drift, and follow us on Facebook.
For the news you need to know.
I don't know. That's not what I was looking for. But anyways, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.